I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 4th. Some positive news when it comes to the coronavirus in Quincy. For the first time since the outbreak began in early March, there have been no new cases reported. The state says there are 1,217 cases of the virus in Quincy, the same number as Tuesday. There were two additional deaths, bringing that total to 121, and 949 people have recovered from the virus in Quincy. State officials also report lower new cases in surrounding communities and a decline in hospitalizations due to the virus statewide. The Four River residents against the compressor station are cheering a federal court ruling that vacates the air quality permit that was granted to Enbridge Energy to operate the natural gas compressor station that they're building in North Weymouth. The ruling orders Enbridge to explore why an electric turbine can't be used rather than a natural gas turbine. The order does not stop construction of the station. However, it does prevent Enbridge from operating that facility without the air quality permit. The Boston Archdiocese is closing the St. Francis of Assisi School in Braintree and St. Jerome's and St. Francis Xavier Schools in Weymouth. Church leaders say the closures are due to a loss of revenue caused by the pandemic. Students at St. Francis Xavier and St. Jerome's will attend Sacred Heart School in Weymouth Landing. A parent petition has been started to save St. Francis of Assisi in Braintree, which opened in 1959. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is applauding everyone who participated in the Black Lives Matter rally in Quincy Center on Tuesday evening. Koch said all of the participants were respectful and the police officers were professional and maintained public safety. Koch also praised other city workers for helping to make the event a success. An estimated 4,500 people participated in that organization. A reminder, please participate in the Quincy COVID Memories Project, Thomas Crane Library, Quincy 400, the city, and us here at QATV are all teaming up to collect videos, photos, art, stories, or other reflections in Quincy of how the pandemic has affected your life. Upload your submissions at quincyculturalmemory.com or mail them to the Thomas Crane Library. Attention Local History, 40 Washington Street, Quincy, 02169. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 4th.